Today's Shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Kuf Beis. Dinei Ha'esh B'Yom Tov. Aleph. Ein Motzi an Esh, lo min ha'etzim v'lo min ha'avonim v'lo min ha'afar. So now we're coming to the halachas of Esh. We know Esh is something that you're allowed to light, fire, to cook. But one thing you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to go ahead and bring forth Esh, like Yesh Mayayin. You can't go ahead and be molied an Esh, create an Esh. You could go ahead and take an existing Esh, an existing fire, and light something else up, but you can't go ahead and take two sticks together and start a fire. You can't take rocks and afar and pieces of ground and rub them together and start a fire. Velomen amayim and water as well. Let's see what this all means. Look at the Shabura Aleph. Ein motzien. Mivnei shebechol elu hu molid esh biyomtov. You are creating esh biyomtov. Most understand this to be a derabanan. That's domel limalacha. And that is the iser. And it's something that there's no heter for, because you could go ahead and you could start the fire before Yom Tov and then just, you know, go ahead and light from that and that existing light and use that to light all the other fires that you require for cooking and things like that. And he says, Vahoil, that's what he says, Vahoil the Esher Lam Si Esh Merev Yom Tov, since you can go ahead and you can create the Esh on Erev Yom Tov, Shia Muchan Lo, and it'll be ready for you on Yom Tov. Lo Hutar Lo Holi Be Yom Tov. There's no heter to go ahead and create it on Yom Tov. Obviously, you could ask, it's interesting that you'd have to go ahead and keep it burning and keep minimal fuel or whatever it is to keep the fire going. But obviously, they felt that was minimal enough that you could go ahead and do it Erev Yom Tov. The Lo Adif Mishar Machshirin, it's not any greater than any other Machshir of Ochel Nefesh. She'ef Shal Asos Hamei Ba'od Yom, that you could do from before Shabbos the Aser, which is Aser. Sif Patan Beis, Lo Min Ha'etzin. You can't start a fire from taking like sticks, kagon shechoychichin zubizu, rubbing two sticks together, or makin zubizu, or hitting them to each other, ad shetetzei ha'esh, until fire comes off of it. Gimel velomina afar, karka kasha. It means like globs of earth, kishechofrin oso. If you go ahead and you crack into it, it can go ahead and motzia, or I guess it could give like sparks that can start a fire. V'chein ka'agavna, kishechachech rigvei adama, or if you rub together two globs of earth, Elu zubizu yotze, or fire will come out of it. Okay, I don't know how to do that kind of thing, Johnson. You probably know how to pull that off. You could take two globs of earth and rub it together and create fire. I haven't figured it out yet. Dalid velo min hamayim, velo min hamayim. What does that mean? Creating water from mayim. That's a real good trick. What does that mean? She said no. It means like this. Hayin shenoisnin mayim bekli zechuchis. You put water in a glass kli. Livana is like a white type of. Crystal or glass, v'nosnim b'chama, and you go ahead and you put it in the sun. Now, it creates some type of magnifying heat from the glass. U'kishashemesh cham ma'od mekarvin elav. Okay, so this is like magnifying of the heat with the water in the glass. Okay, creates a certain heat that if you go ahead and you put, right, if you mekarvin elav neoros pishdan, you put some flax, little flax next to it, hiboeres, it will light up. U'b'dieved imavar v'hotzi. And b'di'eved, if a guy goes ahead and is actually molid esh, starts up a fire, mutir l'shtamesh bahem, he would be able to actually use it. Meaning, if someone makes a mistake in a toast and he lights a fire from scratch, b'di'eved, he could use it. We don't say it's usher to use. B'di'eved, he could use it for his cooking. Hayem b'tshuvas k'saf soifer simen samach zayin, she'oser lahadlik zindalats, she'karim shvachblach, otherwise known as matches. Right, if you look at gafurim matches, al yedei sheyitchoyv oisoy be'efer kira cham she'ein bo esh rak chom esh. He says, if you take a match and you just, instead of like rubbing the match to start the fire against, you know, whatever it is, you just put it in, let's say, hot ash where there's no actual esh, just the heat of the, right, just the heat of it, just the fact that it has chom. If he took the match and he touched it, that would be considered like creating esh, okay. V'chein lechachich hasindlis bebarzel cham meluban, and same thing if you rubbed it against metal, kemo b'taner bazel kasav gamkein dilo nira lahatir. He was not matir it. Aval, this is what he says: im yesham gacheles boeres mutter liga ba hasindlis shetatlig ab she'ein bagacheles shalheves shura. He says, if you had something like a coal that was already red hot, that would be something that you'd be allowed to do, even if it's not a flame coming out of it. In other words, the basic idea is that if something is already considered like fire already, so then even though you're taking a match and you're touching it, it's not as if you are creating the fire. I guess before when you were taking the match and you were putting it in the Afer Kira, the hot ash, it wasn't like a coal that was considered like a, even though there's no flame, a coal is considered like it's a burning red coal, which is like fire. Afer Kira is just something that's warm, the hot ash, so when you touch it, he asked it because in that sense, it was the match that was actually creating the fire. Okay, v'gambi gichalim omamos mitzadei sham d'shari. Also, if you have coals that are going out, but again, there is some type of, redness to the coal, so then it's considered like fire. Okay, so that would be the difference. Okay, so practically, for example, if you took a match and you put it into a fire, so for sure that would be okay as well, because he's saying even if you put it into a coal, that would be okay. So for sure, if you took a match and you put it next to a fire with a flame, l'chayra, that would be okay as well. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The ain osin pechamim, and also you can't make coals. What does that mean? You can't make coals. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Ain osin pechamim sifkatan hay hatam duhu kli litzarfe zahav v'gam duhu mechabes. So there's two things that make this usser. Number one is you're making a coal, which is like a kli that would be used to go ahead and meld gold, and also it's kibui. You're not allowed to do kibui. You're not allowed to go ahead and just put out a fire. You can't put out a fire on Yontif. The only thing you're allowed to do is you could like lower a flame while the food is actually cooking, because then that would be while it's actually cooking, that would be part of the tzorech ochel nefesh of cooking up some food. But stam to do kibui, that isn't okay. So they used to go ahead and the way they used to make coals. Okay, they used to actually burn some type of wood or whatever it was, and then okay, at a certain point they would blow it out so that it would become like a coal and it'll be easier to go ahead and use it to light up at a later time. That he says is usser. Then we continue weiter. Vavs, in the Shulchan Aruch, ve'ein novchin b'mapuach. And also, you can't use I think it's called like a bellow, like to go ahead and fan the coals in the flame. Ella b'shvoferes. You could use like some type of like tube to go ahead and blow, but not a bellows. That's a type of instrument that they used to use to, that was what the expert barbecue guys, Mo Jr., would go ahead and use, or Johnny. Was Johnny around your day? Anyway, so they'd use these bellows. That would be a problem. But if they use something else, right, sort of like a makeshift thing to go ahead and fan the coals, that would be okay. Also, if you didn't use like an expert type of bellows, but you use some more shvacha mapuach that the balabatim would use, that would be okay if you did it al yedei shinui. Mashma that if you used a real expert one, even al yedei shinui, would not be good. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. What's the issue? Why can't you use these things? Sifkat and vav ve'ein novchim b'mapuach. You can't use a mapuach to fan the flame. Mishum shedom elimelechas uma, because it's like expert work. Ve'ein bechal ze mashenofefin al ha'esh bebeged o bekli. But if you go ahead and you fan the flame with some cloth or some kli, you take a frisbee and you go ahead and you fan the flame, that would be okay. All right. Or you take a kli ha'osli lekach minotzos, some type of kli made out of feathers to fan the flame. Ein ze dome klal lemapuach. That is not the same thing as a mapuach. All right. Johnson, you got to go find me a mapuach to show and tell what exactly it looked like. Weiter, sifkatan zayin, but if you use a mapuach shel balabatim, that's going to be a mapuach shel balabatim. That's going to be okay if you do it al yedei shinui. Aval b'mapuach gadol she'umnin, afil al yedei shinui aser. But a full-blown mapuach to fan the flame that the umnin use, the expert barbecuers would use, afil al yedei shinui, even with a shinui, that would be aser. Continuing on in the Ramah, Hagah, umutu l'chasos ha'esh b'kli o b'efer muchan, im eino mechabeyu. Now he's saying something very interesting, okay, that it would be mutter to go ahead and cover a flame with a kli or some type of ash that would go ahead and cover the flame in a way that would keep the flame around, as long as im eino mechabeyu, as long as he does not go ahead and blow it out. Then he says, but you could do it dafka litzorech yom tov rishon. You could dafka use it and do this if you're doing it for yom tov rishon. But you can't go ahead and try to preserve the fire to try to preserve the fire this way for Yom Tov Sheni, that would be Aser. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Ches L'Chasos Ha'esh, to cover the fire. Dehainu She'mechaseu B'Laila, means you cover it with either the Kli or the Ash at night, Kedei She'ya'esh Shamur L'Lamachar, so the fire would remain, and you'd have fire, and you'd be able to then go ahead and re-juice it up and kindle it up the next day, and that's the way you'd preserve it. And that would be okay. Sif Katan Tes, Be'efer Muchan, if you had ash that's already considered Muchan, La'fuke Im Husak Bo Bayom. Now, we always said that ash is considered muchan by definition. So what does he mean, be'efer muchan? All ash is muchan. It's not like afar, you have to be mechin. So he says, no, it's coming to exclude what happens if the ash was created that day. V'hu tzonein, and now it's cool, d'hu mukta. Because ash, if you remember, ash that was created on the Yom Tov itself, that's nolad gomor, and it would be mukta. So that's all he means. He means if you had ash, or you had a kli, and you want to cover the flame just to go ahead and keep it, you know, for the next day, so you have somewhat of a flame going for the next day to start reducing. And remember, you can't be molded, so you just want to go ahead and preserve the fire for the next day, so you're allowed to go ahead and do that. We move weiter. You could do it, though, sif katan yud, im eino mechabeo, if you don't blow it out. What does that mean, you don't blow it out? What does it mean, you don't extinguish it? Meaning, ba'ofen shelo yeh psik reisha. It means you could put the kli over the fire in a way that it's not a psik reisha, that it's going to, for sure, put out some of the flame. The uz usser, because then it's going to be usser. The after kavanaso ba'kibui, and even though his kavana in the putting out the fire would be specifically litzorech ochal nefesh lamacha, it's all for the purpose of having somewhat of a little fire for the next day, and therefore it's litzorech ochal nefesh, the kibui litzorech ochal nefesh mamish, and kibui that's mamish for ochal nefesh, ain't la'aser, you shouldn't aser. The hatsol and basar al gabe gechal. We know you're allowed to go ahead and put basar on coals itself, which are going to extinguish it. So he says, shiny hasa, there is different. The kibui b'shas tikuna ochel. When you're doing the kibui, actually when you're making the food and preparing the food, that's okay. Like for example, if you have a stove top, you could lower the flame, right? If you need to lower it in order to cook whatever dish you're cooking. So too, that's okay. But in this case, you'd be lowering the flame just to preserve the flame for the next day's cooking. That, he says, is not okay if it's a psik reisha, if it's for sure going to blow it out. Okay? The chibui, right? The hatzol and basal agam b'chol, v'shayni yasad na kibui b'shas tikun ha'ochel. He says, there it's during the when they prepare the ochel. Masha'en kein hacha du'ar be mikodem. But here, it's way before. It's just preserving it for the next day. Again, it seems what he's saying is that you could go ahead and do it to preserve the flame for the next day, to basically keep it around, as long as it's not going to, for sure, okay, blow it out. But if it's going to for sure blow it out, then it'll be a secretion, it wouldn't be okay. That's what he says. However, he goes on to say, however, there are other achronim that say, no, it's totally okay, even if it's going to blow out some of the coals. Since ultimately your kavana is not to do what? To extinguish. But your kavana is in order to have fire the next day to cook. Just so you can have fire for the next day. Also hayom, it would be okay, even though it's a psik reisha. So again, covering a fire, we have here a machlokes, whether you could cover a fire to preserve it the next day, if it's going to for sure do some type of mamish kibui, where it's going to for sure extinguish some of the fire, will that be okay? And some say it's totally okay, because it's mamish considered ochal nefesh, you're not doing it l'kavana to extinguish, but rather to preserve fire for the next day. And others say no. Yeah.
So can you cook food that you know is gonna possibly put out the fire? Sometimes if you put it in use too much, it can go out.
Yes, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. You definitely could. In other words, if you go ahead and it's all part of the cooking process. For example, he gave you go ahead and you take food to roast and you're putting it on the coal and it's actually mamish extinguishing the coals. That's totally okay because that's part of the process of cooking. The only shaila is here because the cooking you're gonna be doing is the next morning. So now when you're going ahead and you're putting the kli on top of it, the afer on top of it, it's just preserving it for the next day. So that's where there's a shaila if it's definitely going to blow out or just going to be able to possibly blow out and then you're just covering it to preserve it. That would be one side, okay? One side would say it's only if it's not a psik reisha. But again, other achronim say, what do you mean? As long as your kavanah is not to extinguish it, it's already the tzorech ochal nefesh of the next day. Let's continue weiter. But if it's the tzorech yom tov sheni, that's a problem, because then you're going ahead and preserving it from Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. He go to Yom Tov Rishon b'shachris, right? If on the day, the morning of first day of Yom Tov, you mechasi, you cover it, shiyam muchan le'erev, you'll have it for the second night. That's usher. You shouldn't ein lat triach b'yom tov echad l'chaveri, because you can't go ahead and do this type of tircha from, right, which is like a hachana, from one Yom Tov to the what, to the next one. We continue weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'ose medura b'yom tov. Okay, someone goes ahead and he's making a bonfire or some type of fire to cook on. And they used to make, you know, again, they used to put a lot of wood together to have a big fire. So you're making a medura, you're making a bonfire. Again, obviously you're doing it to cook, okay? Kishu orech es ha'etzim, when he sets up the fire, okay? Eino maniach ze al ze, ad sheyisader amarocha. You can't go ahead and put one on top of the other until you set up the whole structure, mimnei shenirech kibone, because it looks like you're doing bone. In other words, even though you're doing it, again, here, you're making a fire, and you're setting up the wood in a way that it looks like you're creating a structure. That's usher. What should you do? Ela o shofei ha'etzim b'irbuv. You should either pour out the wood in a big mix, o orech b'shinui. Or if you really want to line it up so it's mesudar and you're making a structure, you should do it with a shinui. Ketzad. Instead of building it from the bottom up, what you do is meniach etz lamala. You build the structure by holding the wood that you have it, a friend or whatever, holding the top plank up first, lamala, umeniach achar tachtav, the achar tachtav achu magiel arek. Instead of building the way you normally build it, right, by building the one piece of wood on top of the next piece of wood and then building a structure like a little building, which is like looks like creating a structure, you do the same thing, but you build it from the top down, so that's a shinui, and therefore it won't be nira kibone. Look at the Mishnah Brura, that's sifkatan. You base ain't no maniach ze al ze. You don't put one on top of the other. Hainu kisha also shtei shuros. What you're doing is you're making two piles, okay, of wood on both sides. Mishneit stadim, two rows of wood stacked on top of each other. Umeniach etzim aleim mil mala, and then on top you put etzim from both sides on top. So then you basically have two. Looks like you have two walls that you've created by stacking the wood up on each side, and then you have another piece of wood on top. So that's how, again, they start a fire. I guess it would all collapse together, but you created basically like a pyramid, okay, sort of. And that is like a binyan. Obviously, it's like a pyramid where you can put the fire under it, and so there was definitely a gap under it, so it would look like a binyan. That would be usher to do. You can't do it by stacking one on the other. Why? You'd gimel. Mendeshe nire kibone, because it looks like bone. He says, it's specifically if on Yom Tov you're also making the walls on the side. But if the side walls of wood was already set up from before Yom Tov, you could put the Eitzim on top of it, milmala, that would be okay. It's only building the whole structure. Let's just finish up a little more, look back to the Shulchan Aruch, and then he goes on and he says, Afilu, V'chein akadera, so too by a pot. Ochez osa u'machnis ha'avonim tachteha, avalo yanichena al gabei avonim. Okay, when you're going ahead and you're putting a pot, once again, you hold the pot on top, and then, okay, put the stones, like the tripod stones, below it to hold the pot on it. But not, once again, lo yanichena al gabei avonim. You shouldn't go in and build up the stones and put the pot on top of it. Same thing, v'chein hamita, when you're making, let's say, a bed, a makeshift bed, Ochez hakrushim lemala. You hold the planks above. Umachnis haraglayim, and you put the legs tachteim below, and that could make your makeshift. Obviously, it's not a permanent structure. It's okay, just a thing to be able to lie on top of. That would be okay. Afilu beitzim lo yamid osam shura. Even eggs, okay, is the talent. You should not go ahead and stack them up one row on top of the eggs. I guess you take one, like two like this, and put one in the middle and stack them up. You can't go ahead and make like a pyramid out of eggs. Ella Yashana the Yasil Mulamala is a real talent. You go ahead and you build the egg pyramid from above. The Yasil Mulamala Lamata Bachin Kol Kayotabe is a Sharach Shinui, and anything like it requires a Shinui. Hagov Bachin Shulchan Shiyesho Defanos Hamagios La Aretz. Same thing would be a table that has sides that like walls that reach the ground. Sharach Shinui. Once again, even though it's a table, but it's basically like a binyan, because it has walls on the side, it has something under it, So once again, you have to build it from the top to the bottom. But just to put a tabletop on legs without sidewalls, that's not a binyan. Some say even if the walls on the side, like that are holding up the table, do reach the ground, as long as you don't use the space under to create a little, tent for the kiddies to play under, that it would be mutter even to go ahead and build the table straight up, because you don't need something that's a binyan. Ohel is only when you need the area below. So that's why some are makel in terms of a table, if you're not going to use the area at all below. If you're going to use the area below to store things like that, then for sure it would be a problem. You need to have some type of machinery there. And again, the reason why in all the other cases you were putting these things, you were stacking these things in order to start a fire below, which means you're using the airspace below. And that's why it was like a binyan ohel, because you were using the area below it, and you'd have to do some type of machinery because it was nira kibona. This is Mishnah Brura, Mibnei, he's saying once again when it comes to putting the pot, it's again talking about where you stack the stones on that day. But if the stones were already up there, then you could put the pot on top. It's like a ready-made tripod that's already there. Then you could put the pot on top of the stones, and if not, there would be no isser there of binyan, because you're just putting on the cover on top. The top part of the oil, not the walls as well. Sif katan tes vav. Again, these are all because we're not talking about permanent structures here. We're talking about nira kibona. Obviously, if it was a full-blown bona, it wouldn't be any het there with the shinui. Tes vav, shura al gabe shura. Mudivei achronim mashma. Delefi masha kasav arama lakame. De'eino aser elke shesarech la'avir shetachtav. He says, and based on what we said coming up in the Ramah, that the only time it's usher is if you need the airspace below. Hachanami gabe beitzim. So too when you're stacking up eggs. The only isser, ain la esser like shemaniach achas al gabe shtayim, when you put one on top of two, the yesh avir, and there's airspace under, kidei laniach esh b'neim. There has to be space below to put the fire under the eggs, stacked this way, to cook up the eggs. Otherwise, there'd be no isser to stop stacking them. Okay, because it means what you need, according to the Ramah, where you need the airspace below. So that would be the same thing here. Let's to roast them, kulon yachad, all the eggs together. Tes zayin, sheyesh lo defanos, it has walls, the ilav hachi, ein shem ol alzeh, below mechitzos. Right? When you're talking about a table, it needs to have walls for it to be usher when you're building it. It's makeshift, because then without mechitzos, it's not considered an ohel. All right? Without walls. Yud zayin hamagios la'aretz, the side walls of the table have to reach the ground. As long as it reaches within three tfachim samuch la'aretz, that's also considered reaching the ground, and it would be usher. It's like lavud. It's like it's reaching the ground. Again, you can't go ahead and build a table, okay, bottom up. And others say, even if it reaches the ground, it's not a problem, because you don't need the avir below. Whoa, it's late! Guys, you should stop me. Stop me if it's this late. I'm sure you gotta go places. Okay, have a great one, everybody. Be well.